Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Oh, it's crazy. The world's crazy. All
I've
right.
Say this. AI may not end the world like I once thought, but boy, it's going to make us feel stupider, I think.
Stupider?
More stupid.
See,
it's already happening.
It's all right. You can do it. I think two syllables you can do either more or at the end.
Yeah, I did that by accident, but point taken.
More dumb or dumber.
We're the more dumbest country now.
The dummiest.
Yes.
All right.
We'll
you
explain.
Know, here's an example. So a lot of talk right now, and run to your phones, everybody. President Donald Trump has posted another bizarre AI-generated video on social media. And this is all about taunting Democrats over the government shutdown. It's an animated video soundtracked by an AI-produced, I guess, kind of smattering of Blue Oyster Cult. You know how I can say that three times fast. Blue Oyster Cult's 1976 hit Don't Fear the Reaper, where White House budget director and Project 2025 architect Russell Vought, as the harbinger of death, he's the Reaper, shows Trump with the cowbell, shows House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero. Mm-hmm. This is crazy stuff. And look,
the
fact that the president is putting that out there. While this is a serious situation and requires serious discussion, he makes a light or a joke of real serious things.
Well, the message behind it, like the video itself is like, I guess I've been normalized to the fact that some of these videos are out there, because almost all AI videos can be weird. But the song with the visual and like the doom and gloom, it's like the Reaper's coming. But who's he coming? He's coming for jobs. That's what they're talking about.
They literally have the budget director as the Reaper, their own
coming
person.
Coming for people's jobs.
It's weird because in every other shutdown that's ever happened, you know, responsible people in charge want to minimize the pain that is inflicted on people. And in this case, he seems gleeful about doing it. By the way, I would just like to say, you and I, and especially me, I'll take a lot of credit, not credit, but I mean, I admit that I did it more so than probably even you last year, trying to talk about the fact that Project 2025 was the plan. Project 2025 was the plan. Donald Trump posted that he thought he had nothing to do with it, wasn't connected to it, thought some of it was really terrible. And a bunch of you, and I'm saying people who texted and listeners and said it was crazy, it was ridiculous. He is now thrilled with Project 2025. It was the plan all along. Yesterday, he tweeted out something about Project 2025 and like in great fashion, like he was thrilled with it. I don't know if we have that tweet. I'll find it. But I'm just bringing that up because this literally just came out. I guess he posted this video not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, that,
but,
like,
but so the thing is, to all the media people and all the others who bought hook, line, and sinker, the, oh, Project 2025, that's just the boogeyman. Dems are lying to you to scare you. The Project 2025 was the plan all along. It is now an indisputable fact. Because literally they are doing the playbook. Anyway, back to this.
I want to say the video itself, though, this idea, like, job loss and furloughs can happen with a shutdown. We've seen this. If the video is something just like, we're sorry this has to happen kind of tone, and it's an unnecessary consequence of what's happening, and if you wanted to blame the Dems. But this is more like this gleeful kind of celebration of something that is happening, mm-hmm. that's going to affect a lot of people. And I don't know if they're reading the room right, but I've been wrong 100 times on how people perceive some of these things.
Right. Well, and this is the thing, you know, when they all want to argue over who's at fault, who's to blame, blah, blah, blah. On the one side, you have Democrats who are saying we need to fix this problem or a lot of people are going to be saddled with skyrocketing health care costs. OK, you have that on one side. On the other side, you have them mislabeling it as wanting to give health care to illegals, which is not true. OK, federal programs, the ACA marketplace subsidies, it has nothing to do with illegal immigrants. Anything you ever saw that may even allude to something in that fashion would be a state program that is subsidized fully differently, nothing to do with what the House and the Senate Democrats are pushing for. Anyway, in the meantime, you have a president and an administration that is gleeful about the fact that things are shut down. They are gleeful that they can fire people. They are gleeful that they can stop projects, and they think they're harming Democrats only, which they're not. They're harming entire states of people. So there are people in every state that are also Republican or Democrat or independent in the middle. So it's the weirdest thing, because, look, people who are watching this and see someone who is putting out, has time to put out silly, stupid videos instead of actually trying to help people, who looks like they are having great sadistic pleasure in taking people's jobs away or stopping projects that would help people. People are going to watch this and go, what is he doing? Why is he happy about this? And it just doesn't make any sense that he would be like this. 570-883-0098. So in a post on his Truth Social site yesterday morning, Donald Trump announced he would be meeting with his budget chief, Russ Felt. He of Project 2025 fame is what he wrote, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are a political scam, he recommends to be cut, and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. So, he is now trumpeting Project 2025, which was the plan all along. Okay, so I feel vindicated in this way to all of those who said, that's not true.
No.
That's not the plan. It's been the plan. The plan is in place. All right, so now what's going to happen? What's going to happen now?
Apparently the Reaper's coming and taking jobs. I feel like this is one of the weirdest. I don't know if they'll pull this, because the tone is not the only thing worse, I think, would be if they use celebration by Cool and the Gang, like,
honest
celebrate
to God, right?
Good times.
Yeah. You know, while people are getting fired.
It's weird. Like, they could have had a video with, like, the old, like, you know, I'm sorry. And, like, we don't want to do this, and then say, but, and show a picture of Schumer. You could do that and probably get people to go, yeah, why are you making these bad things happen? But they're kind of, like, gleeful. And it's a very weird take
very
on it.
Gleeful,
I feel like they're reading the room. But again, maybe I'm wrong again.
This is going to play with the MAGA base again and again.
Maybe.
And again.
Yeah.
We have to tell you, it's the independents. It's about 15% somewhere in the middle that don't lean either way. Everything about this president and all his policies are underwater. right now in huge numbers underwater. And this ugly bill that they have is completely underwater. People hate it. They hate it. The only ones who tell you how great it is the MAGA faithful. That's it. The rest of the country is like, this is not helping people at all. So this, and again, they can ignore for just a little while longer this healthcare problem, but it is here. And it is in the next month or so when people go on their state exchanges and start seeing the numbers, which we're already seeing out there, where people are going to see double, triple costs for health insurance. And put that on top of the struggle that people have already in groceries and other costs, insurance costs, whether it's car insurance, house insurance, electricity prices are also going to go up. How much of that is due to these data centers?
I think it's too soon for that. Because I think the impact.
I'm hearing people who are saying that is believed to be one of the reasons why.
But they're so far off. I can't imagine.
They're up already. What do you mean? There are places up. Don't they have to prepare for them as well?
I would think so, but I think it's like a 10-year construction period. I could be wrong.
Electricity bills are increasing nationally and locally in Pennsylvania due to rising demand from data centers, increased fuel costs, aging infrastructure, and the cost associated with grid improvements and capacity auctions.
I have heard all of those. I didn't know data centers were already having that impact. If that's what's included, then I'm wrong.
Yeah, fine. I mean, according to a number of sources, the proliferation of AI and other tech driving up demand for electricity. Natural gas and coal costs, key fuels for electricity generation, is rising, passed on to consumers through fuel adjustment charges. We do have aging, inefficient transmission and distribution lines that can waste power as well. So we've got a lot of problems. They say capacity auctions here in Pennsylvania, June 2025, the PJM interconnection that manages the grid for Pennsylvania had a capacity auction resulting in prices 833% higher than the prior year. That is leading to a 10 to 20% increase in Pennsylvania residential electricity bills, which started just this past summer. It's crazy. Did you see where PPL is now seeking approval for a distribution rate raise to fund grid improvements?
Yeah, so it's 7% more, but they just had gotten, 16%?
It's crazy.
The only thing that lets me breathe without my chest feeling constricted is the fact that the state can, was it the PUC, Utilities Commission?
Yes, the PUC.
Yeah, they can say, yeah, we don't think you can do that. And they can stop them from doing it. They could even tell them to lower their rates. So there's a possibility
they
there.
Don't ever tell them to lower. I think they can mitigate it. So, you want, $13 a month or whatever percentage, and they can try to pull it down a little.
In theory,
but
they could.
I doubt that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to.
Demand.
However, again, you know, the example they give you is like a $200 bill is going to go up 40 or 50, we'd call it go up about $40. But my wife was saying, like, in the winter, we're having like $500 a month electric bills for heat. You know, that you're talking about an additional $100 there because you're talking about, you know, 40, 80, 20. Like, it's that's absurd. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
it's crazy. So costs for everybody right now are through the roof. And then you want to throw on top of it double, triple health insurance rates for people. It's a huge problem. And it's something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, no matter what happens with this shutdown, if nothing is done about that, it's a landmine ready to go. And November 1st is when many people can start going on the marketplace to see those prices. And that's where, you know, what's going to hit the fan. So there's a story in the Citizen's Voice. And talking about a Democrat who is going to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 9th Congressional District. She is Rachel Wallace, a veteran public servant, born and raised in Pottsville. She would like to challenge incumbent Republican Dan Muser. They say Wallace's campaign, they say that they're focusing on the lowering cost of living, protecting access to affordable health care, and bringing people in the community together. Very different kind of set of priorities than we're seeing right now. Wallace said, people are frustrated with Congress and the state of politics today. I've seen that up close and in person. It's my home. I want to fight for my neighbors by putting the focus back on our local communities and the problems we face, from the high cost of groceries to a broken healthcare system. She says Dan Muser has looked out for himself in Congress, and it's past time we had someone looking out for us. So she says she will run. She calls herself a ninth generation Pennsylvanian, the daughter of a nurse and a pastor, grew up in Pottsville, an early job working for former Congressman Tim Holden led to a career in public service in the U.S. Senate, the State Department as well, and then the White House Office of Management and Budget, where she served as a chief of staff. So she is focused again on fixing health care, lowering the cost of living and bringing wider attention to the working families. Her name is Rachel Wallace. So that's her background. A lot of experience in government and someone who says she would like to be the Democrat candidate in that ninth congressional district race next year.
Pretty sure, based on everything I've ever seen. I think that's a real uphill battle, but it's nice to see somebody at least try to step up.
Absolutely. You know? I think now, to be honest with you, at this time and place and the situation in the world that we're in today, I think, you know, anything could happen. People can get frustrated rather quickly if you do not see the changes you were hoping to see. When the Trump administration came into office. 570-883-0098. Also, news this morning, Apple has bowed to the demands of the Trump administration. I'm seeing some news this morning. I know that Drudge had the headline, Apple bows to MAGA. That's the headline. The company has removed IceBlock, which is a crowdsourced app that allows users to report sightings of ICE officials around the country. So they've removed it from the app store. Now, IceBlock, according to Pam Bondi, attorney general, she believes that it put ICE agents at risk. And the Department of Justice raised concerns. It looks like Apple has said they would take that down, and they have.
And
now, I don't think that changes anything it didn't identify who the officers are. It's more of a kind of like heads up, they're nearby. So if people want to leave. So the point is, I think if you already have it, people who probably already have it, it's still going to operate.
They're not shutting the app down. I'm just saying, like, if you say, hey, they're going to be, or they're here, you're putting potentially a target at whatever. I don't necessarily hate that decision. The bigger problem is I don't like how they're doing what they're doing. So
the decision did come down that it was brought down off of the App Store. But that doesn't mean it's gone. I'm sure there's other ways people can find
it. I don't know
stuff,
if you can do it on an iPhone or Apple.
Does Google
products
have it?
That would be, but that's not, you can't get that through Apple.
Well,
Apple
no,
is
I mean, the App Store is
if you
only
have an Android,
Apple, right?
I'm sure. And there's ways to like work around their restrictions on an Android versus Apple, which is very,
They're
pretty locked down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I saw a little bit about Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, great. I'm glad he's back in the news.
It's weird because I saw a couple stories. He has filed an appeal.
Again? I thought he had exhausted his appeals.
I know. But when I saw this, I was like, oh, God, seeing him again. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky filed a new appeal in Center County, Pennsylvania, to his child sex abuse conviction, according to NBC affiliate WJAC. He claims new evidence warrants a new court hearing. The appeal includes nearly 400 pages of exhibits and affidavits. Among them, claims of prosecutorial misconduct, asserting that prosecutors coached two of Sandusky's accusers to fabricate stories of abuse. The filing also discloses a medical condition that Sandusky argues may have limited his physical activity. He's currently serving a 30-year prison sentence after that conviction back in 2012.
He has had appeals, and I feel like I've heard this argument about how, like, physically he couldn't have done these sexual things with these underage people because he couldn't do it.
Right. A weird one, yeah.
I don't know that there's any new evidence. Look, I would feel horrible if we found out that there was, but there's been no evidence of anything. Mm-hmm. There's been, other than him coming out every once in a while saying there's something new. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been nothing that says he didn't do this.
Right. Right. Well, you know, they'll keep trying. I mean, that's just kind of what they do. I don't know if you've watched on Hulu, there is a new docuseries, and it's about the Ellen Greenberg case. In Pennsylvania.
I have not.
The mysterious death of a Philadelphia teacher. And, you know, when he was Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, you know, is involved in this in the sense that, you know, there was a request for them to get involved. Right. And there's a lot of controversy over a woman who has all of these stabbing injuries. And it was deadly in the end. She had a knife to the heart. But it's an interesting story because, I mean, watching it myself and looking into this myself, and I knew about this before, this death in apartment 603, that's the name of the show. Death in Apartment 603, what happened to Ellen Greenberg? And they have never before seen interviews with family and friends, crime scene photos, autopsy analysis, a whole bunch of stuff. And the whole thing is this a suicide? Was this a murder? And honestly, it's sad because the one thing I can say after looking into this is that there was certainly real malpractice by the police in this situation. The fact that they immediately thought it was a suicide, the fact that they, didn't investigate it as anything, but they took the word of the fiance. They had stuff in their report that was not true and did not corroborate with the video evidence in that apartment building. The fact that they allowed people to go in and clean this thing up and clean the whole scene, which just, you know, honestly was a death knell to trying to find out what could have happened there. All of that can be true, that it was just botched from the beginning. And I think there was collusion as well and conspiracy, because after the fact, it seemed like they were trying to backfill, knowing that they didn't properly do this. I mean, that's just everything I've seen from this. In all of that being said, there is just the one thing that is the linchpin of we can't get to the bottom is that lock on the door. And it's one of those where it's like, what do they call that? Like a hat, like a
hotel type of door where it flips
where
over?
You flip that latch across. So you can open a door, but it only opens a crack. And that's the only thing, because if that is, and if he, the fiance, broke down that door, and the picture of it shows that that latch was broken.
Right.
How do you explain an intruder if it's latched from the inside with that? And that's the only thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That kind of stands in the way. Anyway, it's a very interesting and very sad story for the family. But a lot of people have been talking about that. And I don't know if, you know, some people have tried to say, Josh Shapiro, you know, did you see the show? Could this end his political? And it's like, really? I mean,
it doesn't sound like it would be that kind of story, but.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of questions still about it. And when he was asked, they have a quote from him where he had said, look, sadly, even in investigating this, there's nothing to show us anything other than this being a suicide. But if you guys have seen the show, I'm curious to know your thoughts on it and where you stand in this, because the one thing is, we don't know. There is a possibility the fiance could have walked in that door, and there's a way that he could have, after the fact, he could have gone in, it could have happened, he could have then opened the door and broken down the door and then flipped the latch. You know what I'm saying? It could have, he could have gone back in, and I don't know how he would flip the latch though, and then go back out and then break it. And that's the only thing that stands in the way of this being anything but.
And very related note. You love these crime dramas.
I do.
It seems like every week you're bringing me a new one to watch. We should seriously have you do one recommendation every week, because there's so many to choose from. I never know what to pick.
No, I mean, there's not a, I don't.
Oh, there's a hundred.
I mean,
I know
you could watch like the 2020s and the Datelines and that.
I'm just saying.
This one's interesting, but I can't get past.
Yeah.
His phone call is really odd, because it sounds like he's trying to build up an alibi before he gets to the fact that to 911 that his fiance is dead. It's all very odd, but I can't.
What's it called again?
It's called, Death? Let me just make sure. I don't know. I don't have it right in front of me. So I think it's Death at Apartment 603 or something like that.
I think that's what you said. Okay.
Yeah. It's on Hulu, Death in Apartment 603. What happened to Ellen Greenberg? Ooh. Let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16, with an NEPA weekend and beyond forecast.
Hi, folks, and happy Friday. Joe Snedeker here from NewsWatch 16, your personal meteorologist. Maybe I've said this before. This time, it's going to happen. I mean it, and I want you to get this in your head. Today is going to be a sunny, awesome day near 72 degrees, but the weekend is going to be totally sunny and near 80. That will not happen again, probably for 7 or 8 months. Think about that. It'll be May, June of 2026, the next time we have a weekend as gorgeous as this one. I don't know. I tell my brothers, how could you sit inside and watch football, knowing it's going to be so nice? They say, shut up, Snedeker. Well, they call me Joe. They call me other things, but I just don't understand it, man. You got to get out and live. This is going to be an amazing weekend. So both Saturday and Sunday, nice and sunny, up near 80. Even into Monday, it's still near 80. Now, the next chance of rain comes later on Tuesday into the late afternoon, evening, and Tuesday night. After that, it's going to get a little cooler by Wednesday, Thursday of next week. We may even be in the 50s by Thursday of next week. So this is it. No TV watching, no football watching, unless you put it out on your porch or deck and just say it's not going to happen again for almost 7 or 8 months. Come on, make it a good weekend. It's up to you. Life is short, death is long. Enjoy.
Thank you, Joe. Nancy, you have been one of the biggest advocates for the 4-day work week that I've ever met.
Yes.
I mean, granted, it's only been in conversation for a few years, but
I'm sure I'm not an outlier. I'm sure a lot of people would enjoy a 4-day work week.
I would. I just don't know if it would ever happen because I'm a pessimist in that regard.
Right.
But here's something else. Companies, as they're trying to get people to come back into the office, are struggling. So each company is trying to sweeten the pot to say, hey, what about this? What about, I love this stuff, these perks they give employees.
Okay.
Years ago, I had a friend who worked at Bloomberg Financial, and they used to offer free, they had chefs, and they had a kitchen, free lunch, free snacks, free drinks. And it was like to take the stress about, like, for people who might be struggling with money. And if you're hungry, no hangry moments. Anyway, but this is something totally different. Tell me what you think of this trend. It's Silicon Valley. They're trying to get everyone back in the office. And the trend that they're starting, and apparently employees, they say, love it. They're telling people to relax and take their shoes off at work.
Oh, no.
Okay. I had a feeling you'd react like that.
No.
They say it relaxes people. It boosts productivity. Some people, maybe you, might say hygiene is an issue.
But you can do
stinky
that now.
Feet.
People
well,
can do that.
That's what I was thinking.
What is this? Like, I mean, are they going to massage your feet?
No, they say it's a trend that is going through Silicon Valley. They say it's also spreading to certain UK workplaces. It's part of a broad strategy to make office life more appealing.
Yeah.
Then remote work.
I can't imagine that being what brings you into the office.
I mentioned about like the free food. They say free coffee and snacks. Those are other perks.
Those would be nice, yes.
But they say that this taking the shoes off thing is another one. Bare feet, not allowed. You have to, if you don't have socks, you need slippers or put socks on. And your shoes have to go, but there are rules. Shoes have to go back on if you're going to use the potty, which all seems very fair. But they say, supporters say it helps them feel relaxed. Experts say it helps improve creativity and productivity, and others say it's gross. It stinks. People's feet stink. I don't know, but like you said, you could do that now. I could have my shoes off right now. You probably wouldn't know unless my feet stunk. And if my feet stunk, I think you'd have a real legit issue.
Well, I think even if you're offering people to not wear their shoes, your feet shouldn't smell. So I think that would be a problem.
We often talk about, like, some people are like, oh, it's a slippery slope. Is this one of them? You know, next thing you know, I'll have people walking around in bathrobes. I mean, I don't know what's next. Would you feel more creative with your shoes off?
No, it wouldn't matter.
I don't think I would either. But I also think that's kind of a cool thing for an employer to do.
Right.
It's good for 99% of people.
That's not enough to get me in.
There's 1% of people who it's not good for. Well, be bad for the rest of us, because we all know there's probably one person whose feet would stink. You're not on board with this.
I am not.
My next question was,
first of all, I don't think that many companies, I think a lot of them are bringing people back and people need jobs because there's not a whole heck of a lot out there. Like you said, it has to be a Silicon Valley thing where there's like
that's a lot of starts, though.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I don't know many people that, I think a lot of companies that were allowing it have been bringing people back.
I don't spend a lot of time.
I don't think the shoes are going to make a difference.
I don't spend a lot of time talking to our big boss. But if I went in there today and said, hey, I saw this idea. What do you think about letting people walk around or take their shoes off at work?
Yeah,
do you think he would tell me to get out? Or would he laugh? Or would he be like, what are you talking about?
I just don't think that's a big
thing. Or do you think he wouldn't care?
People?
I mean, it's relaxing. I would agree with that.
I can't walk. First of all, I have to have shoes on because my arches and my I have flat feet. So I get a lot of pain if I don't have
not having a shoe.
So it's not going to do anything for me.
I would feel free.
Free.
I would feel alive.
You can take off your shoes in here as long as they don't smell. Just don't let me see it. You're behind a closed area. I can't tell if you've got your shoes on.
I don't know
if
it's clear to you, everyone listening, but I feel very judged.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, so we got the schedule for the Philadelphia Phillies. The National League Division Series starts tomorrow night, 6:38 p.m., when the Phillies host the Dodgers live from Citizens Bank Park. It's going to be on TBS, True TV, and HBO Max. So that's going on.
So weird to see live sports on things like HBO Max. I'm still not used to it.
I know,
it
always, right?
It surprises me every time I see it, and I know it's
like
there.
Last night, putting on the
ESPN or what?
The Prime.
Oh, Prime,
Amazon,
yeah, for
Prime
Thursday
game.
Night Football.
Right? It's so weird.
Yeah, go to Amazon to watch football. That makes no sense to anyone 10 years ago.
We now have 8 teams left in the playoffs. The Yankees, the Chicago Cubs, Detroit Tigers all advanced, winning their decisive wild card series game 3s to move on. The Red Sox, Padres, and Guardians all sent packing. The Reds, the first team knocked out of the playoffs as the Los Angeles Dodgers pulled out a 2-game sweep in the best of 3 wild card round. So as we mentioned, the Dodgers face the Phillies. They are 2 of the heaviest World Series favorites, 2 division rivalries being renewed, as well as the Yankees facing the Blue Jays, and the Cubs square off with the Brewers. The Tigers go up against the second-seeded Mariners, so it's going to be fun to watch that. And this is when I tune in, because I find baseball boring.
Like, I used to be such a big fan. I'll tell you, when they added the wild card, I was like, oh, this is interesting. But I found the playoff, because I remember in my days of watching, the playoff system was the East and West, National League and American League, so it was 4 teams, and the winner of that series played in the World Series, and that was it. Now there's just too many rounds, and I can't follow it, and some series are 3 games, some are, I think, 5. Mm-hmm. I wish they would simplify it a little bit. That's why I continue to lean more toward the Savannah Bananas. I
like the ridiculous.
It's far more entertaining, and it's only 2 hours, and that's me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.